Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. According to a Wall Street Journal report, TikTok, even after spending $1.5 billion building Project Texas, an operation intended to convince U.S. lawmakers that the popular video sharing app is safe, is still porous when it comes to protecting U.S. data. Workers in the standalone unit that oversees American data and content recommendations say managers sometimes instruct workers to share data with colleagues in other parts of the company and with ByteDance workers without going through official channels. They also say algorithm updates come so frequently that they struggle to check every change. A TikTok spokesperson in response to this WSJ article said that it is voluntary implementing our plan to protect U.S. user data. After laying off more than 1,900 workers in its Microsoft gaming division and Blizzard president Mike Yarborough stepping down, Microsoft has named Joanna Faris, former general manager of Call of Duty, president of Blizzard Entertainment. Faris, whose appointment is effective February 5th, joined Activision Blizzard in 2018 after working for more than a decade at the National Football League. Volvo has paused deliveries in Europe of its popular $35,000 EX30 EV due to software bugs that require a dealer to repair and cannot be done remotely over the air. Volvo told Automotive News Europe, "We confirmed that Volvo is working tirelessly to resolve the problem, but didn't explain exactly what the problem was." Customer correspondence stated that version 1.2 software contains, among other things, some Google certifications and key updates. Joining the likes of Epic Games and Spotify in their criticism of Apple's plans to comply with the EU's Digital Markets Act, Microsoft weighs in, calling the App Store changes in the EU a step in the wrong direction. Apple's new rules allow for alternative app stores on iPhones and iPads, but have imposed a core technology fee of 0.5 euros for each annual app installed after 1 million downloads. TikTok is testing a new feature that could make all posts shoppable by using technology to identify objects in a video automatically and then encouraging viewers to find similar items on TikTok Shop. TikTok Shop launched in the U.S. last year, and the company aims to sell $17.5 billion worth of goods via the platform in 2024. TikTok Shop has received mixed reviews. Merchants applaud the app while users complain about counterfeit and knockoff products sold on TikTok's marketplace. In a post on X, Elon Musk said his Neuralink company has successfully implanted one of its wireless brain chips in a human. The company's goal is to connect human brains to computers to help tackle complex neurological conditions. For any company producing medical devices, the first test in humans is a significant milestone, said Professor Anne van Hoogenberg of King's College London. She goes on to say that Neuralink has joined a rather small group of companies that have implemented their devices in humans. Following a months-long investigation of ChatGPT, Italy's data protection authority has informed OpenAI that it's suspected of violating European privacy laws. Details of the Italian authority's draft findings haven't been disclosed, but OpenAI has been notified and given 30 days to respond with a defense against the allegations. OpenAI believes its practices align with GDPR and will continue to work constructively with the authority. Popular business directory Yelp has released a new app update with more than 20 new features, including using AI to automatically write business summaries, which help users find services. Business users are also offered new AI-powered smart budgets to optimize ad spending and data insights that deliver market and competitive intelligence. The new Yelp update only is available on iOS for now, but Android versions will be released in the coming months. And finally, after 32 years, one of the internet's oldest archives will be shutting down. New Mexico State University has announced that the Hobbs OS 2 archive will be decommissioned on April 15, 2024. The earliest record found in the Hobbs archive is a 1992 Walnut Creek CD-ROM collection that gathered up the contents of the archive for offline distribution. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.